And I wish you a good morning. Good morning. Good morning to all of you this very cold day in February. And as I was making my way to the radio station here at the Progressive Radio Network, I found myself wondering why the cold is so stiff and so arduous this year. And I realized that it's the onset, it would seem, of climate change. I've lived in New York most of my life, and I don't remember having a winter quite this cold for such a long, sustained period. So here we are in the middle of climate change, and we have to wonder how deep the impact will be of the actions that humanity has taken upon the earth. I know that it changes everything from the direction of the water as it flows, the amount of water in the ocean that affects the climate, and has a lot to do with the changes of increased cold and increased heat we're experiencing around the world. So I think we have to think about what we can do to prevent the further pollution of our beloved Gaia. One of the things we could do is cease to use disposable products that are plastic or encased in plastic and begin to use reusable bags and glass containers to store things so that we can stop putting plastic into our oceans. And maybe that would be a small thing that we could do, because a lot of the plastic that we recycle ends up in landfill or goes into the ocean. It doesn't really go anywhere. So we can have some power over what we do if we pay attention. On today's program, we're going to be speaking about the potential for creating abundance and for looking at how we are self-empowered, how we can transform ourselves, transform our lives through our own innate power and through the perspective of cosmic consciousness, quantum consciousness, universal consciousness. And we're going to hear first from a person by the name of Fred Allen Wolf on creating reality from a quantum perspective. Dr. Fred Allen Wolf was a featured speaker in the film What the Bleep Do We Know, and the author of Taking the Quantum Leap. And he says that the weird and uncertain world of quantum physics can offer valuable insights for the way we live, and the idea that we each create our own reality has been part of spiritual traditions throughout history. But in recent years, quantum physics has shed new light on what this reality means and how it works. And in this particular audio clip, Dr. Wolf takes a look at this, and it's very brief, but I find it very insightful. So stay tuned, and we'll be back in a moment.
You know, we all walk through life and we look around and we see things, we hear things, we smell things, you know, they seem to be out there. We don't realize that nothing is out there until we pay attention to it. Now, you may think that that's not the case, but actually, that's how you create your reality. You create it by paying attention. And you don't even have to have a great, grandiose plan in paying attention, because the things you pay attention to are the things which are of interest to you, which are the things that your heart of heart desires, and that's really the essence of you. And so learning how to pay attention, learning how to observe, is also your way of understanding what it means to create your reality simply by paying attention. Paying attention is a very powerful thing that you can learn to do. And if you start to pay attention from the soul point of view, you will ignite the soul point of view in the thing you're paying attention to, and there will be a dialogue which starts off, and that is really an occasion of joy.
And some of you may have seen that film, What the Bleep Do You Know? It was out ages ago, it seems. But it really did begin to introduce into our consciousness that according to modern physics, quantum reality, that we create based on our consciousness what it is that we experience. And it's a very interesting way of looking at the world, because if this is true, then indeed we did create the climate change that we're experiencing. If we have destructive relationships in our lives, we created that. If we have prosperity, we created that. So the real objective is to get in tune, get into alignment with that which we're creating. In the next excerpt, it's going to be a reading from the book The Power of I Am by David Allen. And he says in the foreword to this book, "I searched for the best book I could find on this subject, but couldn't seem to find what I was looking for. So I went through hundreds of metaphysical books I had read, and I knew that I Am was important enough to have one book on the subject. I took the best of the best from the best authors on the subject, in my humble opinion, of course, and compiled this little masterpiece of the great I Am. Within its pages, you can apply what you read and understand, and you may just be surprised at the results. It is with this in mind that the book was written." And you can find more. You can actually find the whole text and audio of the book at the website thepowerofiam.org. So now we're going to hear a bit of reading from David Allen's The Power of I Am.
This audio presentation of The Power of I Am has been compiled and edited by David Allen and is brought to you by audioenlightenment.com. I Am is power, and I Am will free you when you know what it is and how to use it. I Am is who you are. I Am is your center, and what you experience is what you have believed to be truth and attached to it. Be very careful what you attach to your I Am. It has the power to limit you or free you. I Am you. I Am love. I Am wealth. I Am health. I Am spirit. I Am power. I Am abundance. I Am plenty. I Am divine substance. I Am strength. I Am source energy. I Am genius. I Am beauty. I Am life. I Am color. I Am thankful. I Am divine mind. I Am energy. I Am God. I Am happy. I Am fun. I Am law. I Am open-minded. I Am young. I Am strong. I Am wise. I Am wonderful. I Am positive. I Am determined. I Am motivated. I Am persistent. I Am upbeat. I Am confident. I Am thoughtful. I Am tolerant. I Am integrity. I Am confidence. I Am divine energy. I Am success. I Am intelligence. I Am the truth. I Am good. I Am that I am. I Am mind. I Am joy. I Am one with God. I Am perfect. I Am peace. I Am whole. I Am grateful. I Am secure. I Am free. I Am consciousness. I Am awareness. I Am mind. I Am insight. I Am revelation. I Am illumination. I Am enlightenment. I Am heaven. I Am unlimited. I Am harmony. I Am prosperous. I Am a magnet. I Am gifted. I Am responsible. I Am vitality. I Am radiant substance. I Am divinity. I Am light. I Am the way. I Am everything. I Am alive. I Am calm. I Am relaxed. I Am divinely guided. I Am pure. I Am noble. I Am awake. I Am allowing. I Am creative. I Am blessed. I Am worthy. I Am blissful. I Am beautiful. I Am grace. I Am focused. I Am kindness. I Am imagination. I am inspired. I am thin. I am vibration. I am the universe. I am master of my destiny. I am what I desire to be. I am. What is I am? It is your true being. It is your real nature. Your real self and nobody else. Because no one else can say, I am for you. Only you can say, I am. That is your real identity. The presence of God in you, the indwelling Christ. That is you. And whatever you attach to I am with conviction, that you are and that you have. I am is the fact of existence, and to know that gives you all power. When you have to go and tackle the Egyptians and your heart turns to water within you, and you say to yourself, I cannot do this, I am not adequate, there is no way, then remember your true identity and say to the Egyptians, I am hath sent me, and the road will open, and you will surmount your difficulties. God is the I am that I am, and you are I am. And you make your destiny and your own fate by the things which you attach to that I am. For that is what you really believe about yourself. If you give credence to fear by saying, I am afraid, then you are destroying yourself. Every time you entertain a pang of fear or jealousy or a thought of criticism, every time you speak an unkind word to anyone, and much more so if you say about them when they are not present, you are definitely shortening and destroying your life. You are definitely breaking down your cells. You are making your body more sensitive to pain. Nor do we lose a grain of good. Nobody can keep away from you. Every time you say, I am one with God, you are improving your life. Every time you refuse to be bullied by fear, every time you allow the highest you know and put your trust in God, you are lengthening your life, improving your health, and making it more difficult for disease to attack you. Your I am-ness, your consciousness, is the way in which you change your world. Whatever you attach to I am, you become. As you affirm with feeling, I am illumined, inspired, loving, harmonious, peaceful, happy, and strong, you will resurrect these qualities that lie dormant within you, and wonders will happen in your life. When men and women help you in the realization of your dreams, they are playing their part and are messengers testifying to your beliefs and convictions. You wrote the play, and other men and women execute the parts conforming to your concept of yourself. The top secret. When you say, I am, you are announcing the presence of God within you. As explained in the third chapter of Exodus, I am means pure being, life, awareness, self-originating spirit, unconditioned consciousness. In other words, it is a secret to millions of people because they don't know that when they say I am, they are proclaiming the presence of God within them. It is called Om in India, and many chant the word Om as a mantra. It is important to know that the meaning of the word Om before using it. In Sanskrit, mantra means an instrument of thought. The Virgin Mary. The I am within you is the Virgin Mary, which is capable of infinite conceptions of itself without the aid of any man. The word virgin in the Bible means a pure mind or mind dedicated to God. The word Mary comes from Mare, meaning the sea, all of which means the pure stream of consciousness. Maya, the name of the mother of Buddha, has the same meaning. The words Queen of Heaven, Star of the Sea, Isis, Queen Esther, etc., all mean the same thing. The I am, or presence of God in your subconscious depths. God, or I am, gives birth to the entire cosmos and all things contained therein, and is the only presence and power. Actually, all the symbols of Christmas have to deal with the human heart, or your subconscious mind. The star spoken of represents the infinite intelligence within you, which guides and directs you and reveals to you the answer. You can claim that God is guiding you and revealing to you the answer or solution to your problem. Accept the truth that the nature of infinite intelligence is to respond to you, and you will receive an answer without the aid of any man. You can boldly affirm, I am whole, perfect, strong, loving, illumined, prosperous, and inspired. As you continue to affirm these truths and feel and believe what you claim, without the help or cooperation of anyone, you will express what you feel to be true. Remember, whatever you attach to I am, you become. The one and only power. The Bible calls this power I am, which means being, life, awareness, unconditioned consciousness, self-originating spirit. All things are made by the self-contemplation of spirit or God. It creates by itself, becoming the thing it creates. Before Abraham was I am. John 8:53. This means before any objectification or manifestation of ideals or desires takes place, the unconditioned or formless awareness, I am, conditions itself into the image and likeness of your concept or ideal. The I am within you, which means being, life, awareness, self-originating spirit, etc., is God or the life principle. I am is the true Christmas tree, and all gifts are on the Christmas tree, for God is both the giver and the gift. If you work for someone and he pays you, he is liquidating an obligation, but I am is a gift to you. No work or sacrifice is needed. You are God. You are the I am that I am. You are consciousness. You are the creator. This is the mystery. This is the greatest secret known by the seers, prophets, and mystics throughout the ages. I dwell within every conception of myself from this withinness. I ever seek to transcend all conceptions of myself. By the very law of my being, I transcend my conceptions of myself. Only as I believe myself to be that which does transcend. I am the law of being, and beside me there is no law.
And that was an excerpt from a piece of the book, The Power of I Am, and it's a really fascinating discourse in that it just goes through almost like a mantra or affirmation of all the ways in which you can use the words I am. And it also goes on to really go deeper into what it means from the perspective of the spiritual adept. The I am is referring to the presence of divinity within oneself. And as we acknowledge that in full consciousness and with complete understanding of this truth, then our world begins to shape in accordance with that understanding as it's reflected from within. The reason I wanted to play also the piece about creating reality from a quantum perspective by Fred Allen Wolf is because, you know, not everyone follows these spiritual beliefs or what might be perceived as Christian beliefs, and they're much more in tune with reality as it's presented from a scientific perspective. And I believe that we're living at a time in which there's a great coming together of the scientific understanding and the spiritual explanation for things. And they're coming together into one whole understanding of reality. And in this way, one doesn't have to make a commitment to be a spiritual being or a religious being. They can begin to be an architect of their own life or your own life based on an understanding from the scientific perspective that reality is self-created and that our experience is a reflection of the emotions and the feelings and whatever is going on in our inner landscape is reflected outer in the outer landscape. And so what all this really leads to think about, whether you believe in the spiritual practice and understanding, or if you reject that and embrace the scientific perspective, you still have to ask the same question. If we are creating our reality, either from quantum reality or from spiritual reality, then who is this entity, this being, this consciousness, this awareness that is indeed creating the reality? And so it causes us to take a step back from our more everyday conscious awareness of the experiences and relationships, crossing the street and saying hello and doing our shopping and talking to our family members and friends. You know, this everyday experience is what it is. But if we are creating this based on our consciousness, then what is this consciousness? Where does it exist? And what is it that it's different from the reality that we experience? Some people call this consciousness a God. Some people call it the universe. Some people call it, you know, don't have a name for it or don't even contemplate upon it. But I think when we reach the point of wanting to take control of the reality that we're living in by having a more able control over our thinking, our thoughts, our consciousness, and our emotions, and then it allows us to at least be in the driving seat. So if we're not the force that creates it, at least we're in a space where we can be conscious of the relationship between our thoughts and our experience, between our feelings and our experience in the world. And once we begin to notice this relationship, then we can endeavor to have a deeper understanding of ourselves so that our thoughts and our feelings can be more expansive in nature and be such that it allows us to create a world that's more desirable to live in. And I, you know, it's one of those things where we are in one sense caught in the creation of the universal or combined consciousness of humanity. So when we look at the wars being taking place over the world, and when we look at the pollution that is being dumped onto the planet, it may be that this doesn't reflect our individual conscious sensibility, but we're still in this world that is universal in nature and reflects the greater consciousness of all beings combined. And so as we begin to take responsibility for transforming the world in which we live, we can have more control over our immediate experience, and perhaps it would take a little bit more effort to begin to change the dynamic of the consciousness of all humanity. And so what happens is we end up living almost in two worlds, the interpersonal world and the larger world of universal consciousness. And I think in some measure we have to isolate our reactiveness to the larger world so that we don't, in our local consciousness and our specific consciousness, contribute to that chaos. So when we hear something chaotic or destructive on the news, and then we begin to reflect that through our being, through our body, that means we're adding to the overall consciousness, which means we're furthering that behavior. If we can make a separation from that and focus on who we are internally and how we want to create constructive relationships and constructive realities in our immediate presence, then we are contributing less to the collective consciousness, as Jung would have called it, of humanity. And really, one of the reasons that evolution begins to take place, or at least conscious evolution, is because it becomes like the, you know, that story of the 100th monkey. When archaeologists were studying these primates on an isolated island, one of the primates learned how to use a tool, and learned how to do it. And then it gradually began to spread, but at the point that it reached 100 of the primates, then it became universal knowledge, and there was an evolutionary leap, and it became a behavior of that species. And that's kind of how evolution works, and how we can use the personal to impact the universal or the collective consciousness, that as more numbers of people maintain a sense of positive perspective and transformative perspective within their individual lives, as that number grows, it has a greater impact on the collective consciousness of all of humanity. So in the way that we are looking at this from either from the perspective of quantum science or from the perspective of spiritual manifestation, it's really all equaling the same potential for us as individuals to have a control, or at least a say in the destiny of our life, and collectively to have a say in the destiny of humanity. And where we are in a way at war or in conflict with the greater consciousness is that there's been so many thousands of years in which destructive behavior and conflict and greed and control have been factors inserted into human consciousness. And so there's a lot of accumulated dark consciousness, perhaps we could call it, that has to be reissued or revised or impacted by the creation from the quantum perspective of the conscious individual or the conscious communities within which we create our lives. So it's an interesting perspective because it allows us to say, okay, I'm going to create for myself within the bubble of my experience the life that I want. And many people do that. They create abundance, they create businesses, they create relationships based on an understanding of how to take control of their inner thoughts and inner feelings. But it's a larger job, I would think, to have this same impact on the greater world. But at the same time, we have that responsibility to at least make the effort to have an impact on the collective consciousness by taking responsibility for our individual conscious awareness. And we just heard briefly from Fred Allen Wolf a segment on creating reality from a quantum perspective, and we heard excerpts from the book The Power of I Am by David Allen, and you can find out more about that on thepowerofiam.org. Stay tuned. In a moment, we'll hear a few announcements from the station PRN.FM, and then we'll be back with a little bit more info. Stay tuned. Welcome you back. Welcome back. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio, and this is the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. I'm Catherine Davis, And in the first segment of today's program, we heard a few excerpts that really gave us a bit of an introduction to the idea of creating and manifesting our own reality. And one of the best ways to come to a full understanding of how this works is to begin to pay attention to your own life and to see the impact of your own thoughts, feelings, and actions, and how they are reflected and represented, and how they end up sometimes being common occurrences within your life, where there's the connection of what you're saying to what you're experiencing. So you might think of yourself as being someone who is very shy or not capable of having an impact in the environment. Well, those thoughts will reinforce that reality and create a world in which you have no impact. Or you might think to yourself, well, you know, I really love this behavior of whatever it is, eating or smoking, whatever one might be smoking, or if it's, you know, certain kinds of behaviors they're engaged in. Perhaps they need a, they take a beer after work or whatever it is. If you're doing that behavior with the idea that it's going to create a problem for you, so if every time you eat a food that has too much sugar, or if you put a substance in your body that is you consider to be dangerous, if you affirm for yourself, this is going to be, you know, I need to stop this because otherwise I'm going to have cancer, or otherwise I'm going to have this, or otherwise I'm... So what you're doing is you're actually speaking to your body and giving your body the instructions of how it is to respond to that substance. And the same is true even in your walking experience. So if you're someone who tends to lose their way and you know, maybe take the wrong train, or someone who feels a little bit insecure about where they're going, and they tell themselves, oh, I need like an extra 2 hours so that I don't get lost. I need to ask questions of people so that I don't get lost. And I'm worried I'm going to get lost. And so a person who's reinforcing that for themselves will likely get lost or lose their way in their travels. And if you are talking to yourself and saying, oh, wow, this is going to be such a challenge, I'm going to fail this test, I'm not going to get this job, these people are not going to understand me. And so what happens is the language that you express or that comes up from the feelings that you're experiencing, it's going to create, it's going to color the experience, the actual experience that you have. And so it becomes important to first pay attention to that occurrence and seeing, okay, my attitude, I'm seeing it reflected in my life. And then the idea is to challenge this within yourself and say, well, you know, maybe I'm going to not just pay attention to how often I am speaking words of negativity or misfortune to myself. I'm going to make a correction. So you could create a device for yourself of maybe, you know, having an eraser for the words that you want to replace with more empowering words. So you could visualize maybe a blackboard and the words being erased, or a regular eraser on the paper just pulling the words out. Or you might think visualize the keyboard with a backspace key just erasing these words, so that you can begin to introduce into your consciousness that this is not going to be something that you want to continue engaging with. And then once you begin to reinforce this then your system begins to reflect and understand that you're moving into a different direction, and you're going to begin to see some changes take place in your everyday experiences. And then when we go beyond that, we begin to provide anecdotes to ourselves so that we can, as these habitual rants come out of us or run through the mind of, oh, this is going to be a disaster, oh, this is a mess, this is ridiculous, oh, this person doesn't like me, nobody respects me, whatever these words might be. So the process becomes noticing them, creating a device to erase it from your field, because it's basically just giving instruction to your energy vortex, and then creating the antidote of beginning to replace with, I am powerful. And this is where the I am affirmations come in. I am a divine being. I am capable. I am. And so you begin to give yourself an antidote, an I am response that will reinforce the kind of experience that you wish to create within your life. And you can create your own empowering statements based on whatever your habitual behavior might be. And so everyone's work, everyone's statement is going to look a little bit different. And everyone's process will be a little bit different. And the idea, though, is to give yourself that opportunity to make this transformation with a full understanding and a full comprehension that you have definitively have the power to create the life that you desire. Collectively, we have the power to create the world within which we live. And so it is through the embodying of this knowledge that we can have real transformation in our lives and in the world. The tricky part about this is that there needs to be a level of impeccability in what we are putting forth. So if you are saying to yourself, I am abundant, I am free, there's also going to be the impact of your true beliefs and your real behaviors. So you can begin the reinforcement through the affirmations, the I am affirmations and understandings, but then you have to look at where in your life you're not living that truth. So if you feel, for instance, that I am abundant, but in your life you're selfish and you're feeling like, well, I can't share this money because, you know, there's not enough in the world and I need to hang on to what I have. Or if you're feeling, even in a judgmental way, you're looking at someone who may be homeless or begging and you're saying, look at that person there, you know, they're nothing or they can't even stand up for themselves. And so what happens is that you begin to, again, magnetize to yourself that negativity, that state of being judged. So if you're judging another as not worthy, you're attracting to yourself the feeling of unworthiness. If you're being selfish in your life, you're attracting to yourself the act of selfishness. So the next person you may reach out to, maybe you're not asking for a quarter, maybe you're looking for a job. If you're acting selfish in your life, then the likelihood is that you'll attract someone who's going to be selfish with you. So there's an expansion from just the affirmation to being able to examine within your life how these negative emotions and negative thoughts are reflecting through in your expressions, through your behavior and your words and your feelings. So it's really spiraling process of, as we catch ourselves, we erase the thoughts and behaviors, we replace with the affirmations and the empowerment through our understanding of our creative power, and that can be based on spirituality or quantum reality. There's really no, doesn't matter, it is what it is. And then we have to expand our awareness, our consciousness, into how we are existing in the world, the impeccability of our behaviors, and our how we interact with people on a one-on-one basis, and how we interact with people in our family and our lives. And so the ultimate goal or the ultimate process is to really be able to live without the impediment of these negative thoughts and these negative emotions arising within you. And while that will be the space we're reaching for, the reality is there's always going to be something arising that we don't expect. There's always going to be an impact by something. There's always going to be a trigger. Somebody might say something that might trigger in you an incident that took place when you were 5 or 6 years old. You feel vulnerable. You're going to jump to a negative behavior or a negative response. And so there's always this ongoing process of having the experience, going back to understand the experience, removing it out of our field, reinforcing the positive behavior, moving back into a full awareness. And so there's this process that we follow so that we don't allow ourselves to spiral downward into a state of constricted being, a state of depression, a state of conflict. And we can reason and work our way out of this constriction into a more expanded perspective of who we are and the powers that we have as beings within the earth, so that we can walk upon the earth and engage with our family and our friends and our community as sovereign, powerful beings, and not allow ourselves to walk through our lives and walk within the world in fear and in trepidation. But it is a responsibility, a self-responsibility, and a process of re-educating ourselves, enlightening our awareness, and giving ourselves that freedom that will be derived from this process. So it's an ongoing thing. We can all engage in it, and we can support each other in this process of awakening ourselves to the truth and to the power of who we are as beings upon the earth, and not allow the programming, the mind control programming that exists within the world, to penetrate too far within ourselves, and before we can detect and remove it from our sensibility, and we can continue on being free and sovereign beings. That to me is the ultimate objective of life, to be sovereign, to be free, and in that process to be have the empowerment of abundance and wealth. And so I speak not just as, or not at all, as someone who has conquered all of these issues. I speak more as a person who's in process and who is working through a lot of these things and seeing the experiences of it, and then opening and sharing those experiences with you, our listeners, and people who read and engage with this program. So I'm very much interested in making this a communication, a process of back and forth, of communication, of working with each other, of sharing insights, because everyone is going to have a different insight, and we can all learn from each other and assist each other. So the door is open. The phone lines are always open. In fact, the number here is 888-874-4888. If you should want to call and ask a question or contribute your perspective to the conversation, it's 888-874-4888. And we have, you know, in last week we were talking about more of the mystical experiences that we have in our lives. I've had personally had many mystical experiences. I've had some out-of-body experiences, lucid dreaming experiences. And I find that it's in those experiences, in examining those experiences, that I've had some of my greatest insights and come to understanding of things that I may not have worked out in my waking state. I have been able to find insight within the mystical experience. So that's also another part of the conversation that we can engage with in talking to each other. And for those of you who are interested in going a little bit deeper in this engagement, you are certainly welcome to connect with me beyond the radio program, and you can do that either by email or by telephone. And for those who want to connect with me by phone, it would be, the number is 347-480-1694. That's 347-480-1694. Now, this is a phone that's connected to my Skype account, so you can't actually text. It's a phone. You can call from any phone. And for anyone who would prefer to text, you can text to KAD1955, and that's my Skype text number. For those who want to connect by email, I've moved back into the Gmail email because it's universal, it's expansive, and I feel that it will last for a good while. And that's, so you can reach me at heartofmindradio@gmail.com. That's heartofmindradio@gmail.com, and you can send your questions or comments or indicate that you'd like to engage on the air about a particular question. Perhaps you're interested in being a guest on the program. You have a healing modality. You could also send an email to heartofmindradio@gmail.com or call 347-480-1694 and leave a message. I'll be happy to get back to you. And a lot of information, but you can find all of this information by going to either of the websites, heartofmindradio.com or qigongonline.net, and that's QIGONGONLINE, qigongonline.net. And you'll find a lot of information and videos and inspiration and a lot of ways to get involved personally and connect through these processes and work with in a group, or you could work with me individually. And for those of you who are interested in doing a class, I'm actually having 4 classes during February, and you're welcome to join me for 2 Saturdays and 2 Sundays of this month. So this Saturday, February 7th and the 21st, and then also this Sunday, February 8th, and then again on the 25th, if you want to participate in a meditation class and some discussion and a little bit of Qigong movement, you can join us at the my healing center, and it's in Brooklyn, 110 Bay Ridge Avenue, second floor walk-up. But there's really only room for about 10 people for each class, so you would need to RSVP 347-480-1694. That's 347-480-1694. And any questions you might have about these things, you can most certainly connect with myself. I'm happy to to engage and have a conversation and share some of the resources that I research and discover. And I'm very much interested in creating a world in which I want to enjoy and live within. And the only way to do that is to create within your life the principles of impeccability, to join in community with those people of like mind who want to also live according to principles of truth and health and wellness and loving and caring community. And it's in those, within those groups, we can begin to work towards a more global sustaining transformation and do the kind of work that requires lobbying and letter writing and doing lectures and writing and just getting the information more broadly exposed. And, you know, this is one little radio show, but I think through the building of community and the caring of the many, we can have a real impact not only on our own lives, but on the world. And that's really the goal. That's the perspective. That's the desire and the purpose of the work being done through this program, Heart of Mind Radio. And as we reach towards the end of today's show, I just wanted to let you know that also coming up this month, I'll be doing a program that is really a reinforcement, a focus on abundance, and it's called True Wealth Empowerment. It's actually a 25-day program, and it's activated by the power of 13. A lot of people think of 13 as an unlucky number, but in fact, it is a very powerful number. And so this program is going to be created live during the period of February 13th to March 13th, 2015. And it's in divine order, in order to harness the celestial configuration of abundance and transformation available during this moment of time. So according to celestial readings, this period between February 13th and March 13th is very powerful for manifesting abundance and wealth. But the purpose of this program really is not just to think in terms of wealth, but to understand what true wealth is, what true wealth empowerment is. So money is only a part of it. It's really a much more powerful expression. And I'll just read you the affirmation that opens the program. I am wealthy and experience the constant flow of abundance. This includes abundant life, abundant love, abundant health, abundant faith, abundant creativity, abundant finances, abundant technology, abundant meaningful work, abundant companionship through relationship and friends, and abundant freedom. So from my perspective, that this is a very powerful time for us to expand ourselves in all directions into the fullness of our being. And it is truly going to be activated through the celestial order to access some of what's happening in the sky as above, so below, in order to create this manifestation and power within our lives. And in terms of the number 13, the power of 13, the number 13 is the purifier. It initiates an evolution of consciousness and provides an opportunity to access the light grids of creation. It is a number that bonds multiplicity into oneness. Inherent within is the potential for upheaval so that new ground can be broken and breakthroughs achieved. It represents death of the small self, birth of the spirit, and passage into the realm of eternal love. And that's the meaning of 13, and it's why it was very much a sacred number in the ancient practices. So if you're interested in engaging in this process with me, it'll be a live process, maybe over the air, maybe in person, certain parts of it. You can connect with me again through the same numbers, 347-480-1694 or heartofmindradio@gmail.com. I thank you for joining me, and stay tuned for more great programming over PRN.FM.